Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Record. Hello, we've got a countdown. Ready? 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. It's Dodded Live. We're back again. Hello, everybody. Happy New Year. It is Dodded 2024, and we are back. How good does it feel to be out and about? It's very cold and it's very frosty. My computer tells me it's -2. I've slept in worse, right enough, but it is chilly. It has been incredible to see so many people out and about doing daft things. Richard Ellis went for a swim way up north in the snow and ice and just looked crazy. We might see some pictures of that later. You've been dog walking, you've been running. The border referees are back doing their round of the grounds. We've got people on horses. We've got everything happening. It is class. And there's loads of people on their bike. And we might get a bit of chat later with Captain Rob about those people that are out and about cycling. Please keep getting people to sign up. We need more and more, don't we? The teams have been brilliant this year and there is more to come. So tell your pals, tell your colleagues. My colleague signed up, unfortunately, for Team Edinburgh, another Jamie Ritchie disciple. But it's all good. I don't care who you sign up for. In fact, sign up twice, just get involved. And we're building. We are building. And it is good to see the momentum continue. So you get me for free, but we have got two spectacular guests, two men who do great things in the back row. And one used to stick his head in silly places, kind of still does if you watch his videos, and the other one is currently doing it and building up for the Six Nations coming very, very soon. So we've got it all happening. So grab yourself some sponsors product. The good old genius 5p from every can goes towards the foundation. Make yourself comfortable because we are here for who knows how long. I was told to keep it short, but that's not happening, is it? So let's bring in the one and the only, the man at the very top, Captain Rob Wainwright. Hello, sir.
How are we doing, Bruce? You're sounding as excitable as ever.
Well, I got it wrong. I called you sir, but you're not sir. But you will be soon. You've got letters after your name now.
I'm a long way from sir.
Well, you're going to be Lord of Call, aren't you?
The folk of Call might disagree with you on that. So.
Right, talk me through. So we spoke with Kelly Brown. We've got a bit of back row theme happening for Dodded with all you international back rowers. But talk me through sitting on a shovel, being dragged around behind a four-wheel motorbike, pretty much eating mud. That was, you've done some daft stuff, but that one was proper daft.
Well, we kind of run out of other stupid things to do. So there's only so many daft things you can do on Daft But Safe. Was that our motto? Daft But Safe, was it?
Yeah, because Jill Douglas got a bit worried when we were encouraging people to do daft stuff. Yeah. So it was Daft But Safe.
Daft But Safe. But yeah, we were running out of options. And then I just watched It's a Wonderful Life. At the beginning of that film, they're all sledging on the shovel beginning and his brother goes through the ice. And I thought, oh, we could do that. But we hadn't got any ice. We just got a very muddy field and a quad bike. So I got dragged behind and in the tartan, in the full tartan gear. And as a reward, I got to do some planning in the Col Hotel for 8 hours afterwards with Ian Fraser. We were drinking Draft Genius. We had Draft Genius in the lead up to Dodiaid in the Col Hotel.
Jason's going to be very happy with both of us because I've given a mention and you've now told us you can get on Draft. Yes. You can also get in Tuchters in the West End. Finlay Calder and I went and enjoyed some. Yeah.
Well, I was very impressed because Andrew, Ian's brother, and my son Alex and I all drank Genius, and at the end of the, we all left about 8 o'clock in the evening. Ian couldn't talk. He was on Joker 5.5%. We were on 3%, and we were all pretty normal still. But it was an advert in the in the benefits of a session lager. So
it does say, please drink smart on the can. It doesn't say that in the draft, though. Yeah,
that's what we all did. Smart. We all drank that.
So what have you been getting up to for Dodiaid?
I haven't been doing a huge amount for Dodiaid other than sitting on my bike because you and I, we both are training for a little bit of a ride that isn't to do with Dodiaid, but because we're both training for it, we've got to mention that we're heading to Rome for on the first week of March. On Daft Roots, you're going all the way via all the stadia, all the Six Nations stadia, and my team's going from Oban. We're trying to do Oban to Rome in 100 hours in cycle relay. So, yeah, it's all more craziness, eh?
Yeah, I feel like an absolute fraud. You're doing a proper cycle. I'll be doing a little bit of cycling, but I'll be the encourager. I'm the cheerleader of the group.
You're one of the cyclists. You're not part of the support group. You're one of the cyclists. You'll probably be doing more. You'll be doing more miles than I, probably.
No chance. Absolutely no chance.
Yeah. It's all exciting. I've been almost all cycling and indoors mainly because if you look, can you see out there? Can you? Anyway, it's covered in snow. It's not. It's mountain bikes only. Out there, and haven't done much outside.
Yeah, but you're still beating the drum, and it's been great to see so many people getting involved. We've got some new captains. We're joined by the ridiculously handsome Jamie Ritchie later. He's some man, isn't he?
He's he and Richard Ellis. What a team they are! Team Edinburgh have smashed it this year. And each year, a different team emerges. Last year, under yourself, you see, you and was it Hoggy last year was captain?
Yeah.
You were leading at the beginning of the month. The North and Midlands then had a wee burst and came away. But the South's drifted a wee bit down the rankings, but Edinburgh's done amazing well. And Richard Ellis, as you say, swimming in John O'Groats Harbour, I think it was.
Yeah,
yesterday
that was crazy.
Yeah. He wasn't really swimming, he was just standing. Was he just standing?
I don't know. He looked like he was enjoying it far too much, that's for sure. That was daft but safe. Yeah, Richard's been incredible, and unfortunately, Jamie Ritchie has attracted far too many people to Edinburgh for my liking. There's been a bit of defection from other teams just because it's Jamie Ritchie and he's ridiculously handsome flowing locks. Yeah, we'll talk to him about that one later. And our good friends at Genius have been putting up some prizes again. We've got some prize winners. Jason has been desperate to farm out some more Genius, and we've got some prize winners. I think we're able to see some of them just now from some of the nonsense they've been getting up to.
Can you name that hill? Do you know that, Ken?
It's cold. It looks like it's the top of the world. I think that's possibly Mount Everest.
It looks pretty in Larchy to me, but
that's impressive. Yeah.
Well, I know it might be completely wrong. Might be completely wrong, but who can say? I'm gonna stump for Bena Halliter, but
that's impressive news. Oh, Richard Ellis is on telling us that it was Castletown Harbour that he was swimming in.
Castletown. Oh right, okay. Where's Castletown?
Who knows? Let's just claim John O'Groats. Yeah. There's Maureen. Maureen's been doing judo for Doddy Aid.
How many miles of judo can you do?
I don't know, but you wouldn't mess with her. I'm not going to argue. Whatever put in, I'm going to let her get on with. Maureen is not to be messed with. And I think we've also got this lot. Look at that. There's some of my team, you see? This is the team that's going on the crazy cycle all the way to Rome, and Richard Ellis with his coffee first bonnet on. Richard Ellis is everywhere. I think there's more than one of him.
Yeah, he's definitely spreading himself widely, isn't he? And look at your team. Have you got bespoke waterproof tops in yellow?
They're not waterproof, unfortunately. But, all right. And look, Paul Choate's been on. That's where it was. So Paul is climbing the Monroes for MND. And we all know Paul, an incredible individual. Jesus, he's a mainstay of the MND community. He's an absolute star. Him and his family are all over it. So if you can pronounce that one, Rob, with your letters before your name and after your name and all that education that you've had, you go for it, my man.
Well, I'm going to go for the Ben bit. I'd say Ben Tulachan, but
nice. There
we go. I said it with confidence and quickly so that people couldn't pick up where I got it wrong. Yeah, I can pronounce that. That's genius. Yeah,
and like you said, you've been there. Yeah, class. Yeah. It's what is it that you think still keeping us going with Doddy Aid, Rob? Why are we still coming back?
I think it's all there's three main things here. One is that there has always been a bit of a pressure on people to clean up their act after the festive fun and the festive excess. That's those two words go together so well. And we're all packing a few more kilos at the end of December. So there's that. There is basically a will out there in the greater community to try and do something about MND. But none of it would happen without the character that was Doddy. And I always keep coming back to this, that to have an iconic character of that sort who gave so much of themselves to so many people, there's a huge loyalty out there to him still. And that is, you know, the legacy that we will hopefully keep, using to push the fight on point two forward, finding solutions to MND with Doddy as the lever, even though he's not here anymore.
And you mentioned some of the things that are going on there. You're pretty vocal on what the money gets spent on and how we move forward. And there's drugs happening. There's trials happening. Have you got any sort of update that you can share?
I'd love to give updates. There is something on the horizon, but we can't really talk about it, which is rather frustrating. But there's a drug that's got good news involved with it, but it's not licensed yet. The research hasn't been published yet, even though it's kind of been leaked and the drug is being used by some people. So there is something going on, hopefully that will go official in the near future, and hopefully it will prove to be one of the first game changers. But beyond that, there are huge marches being made in the science in terms of biomarkers, in terms of diagnosis, in terms of how they research it. There's a lot of the steps that are required to get on top of a disease are being ticked off. But that big step of first of all, an effective drug to buy more time, which hopefully might be just around the corner. And then beyond that, we're looking at gene therapy, potentially stem cell therapy. We don't know if either of those two could yield, but we're trying to find a way of actually exacting a cure for this disease.
Yeah, it gives a bit of hope, though, when you think when Doddy was first diagnosed, nothing had happened for, well, there'd been one thing ever. And now, in the time since Doddy was diagnosed, the acceleration towards not necessarily a cure, we're working towards a cure, obviously, but treatments, something that's going to help, something that brings a bit of hope. So his name has just had an incredible impact on it. Somebody else I wanted to talk to you about who is in the Rob Wainwright League of Ridiculousness is Kevin Simfield. He's done a remarkable job of keeping it at the front of people's minds, hasn't he?
Oh, he's unbelievable. And, you know, having a friend like that, and I assume that Rob Burrow was just a good friend in return, you know, back in the day. They must have been a hell of a close, but it's, you know, I live way up here. Doddy lived way down the borders. We loved each other, but we didn't see much of each other. But one gets the impression that Bob and Kev, I think they must spend quite a lot of time together now. One gets the impression that they're still very close. And what a great friend Kev has been, and fantastic. They've also got letters after them now. Slightly grander letters than mine, but who's arguing?
All deserved. So I think we're going to have to bring him in, Rob. I'm reluctant to do this. It's hard enough being next to you. I mean, how hot is Rob Wainwright? He is. Tell you what, January is agreeing with Rob Wainwright. But it's only fair. I feel like I'm going to have to be the number eight here. James,
you want me?
You could go to eight. I'll go to seven, and we'll
seven. James, no, we'll behind. Play seven. So we'll play sevens. You be the hooker. I'll be tight head.
Right. Okay. Let's bring him in. The ridiculously handsome, inspirational. Look at him, Jamie Ritchie. Hello, sir.
How are you? I think I've
very,
very
good.
My life. That's very kind of you to say, Bruce.
Yeah, you're some man. Did you watch Rob Wainwright play?
I must admit, I don't remember Rob play, but I do remember once out for dinner with my mum. She took me out of school for the night, and we were in Pizza Express, no plugs intended, in Perth. And Rob was sitting at a table, and my mum pointed him out to me. And she said, "Oh, that's Rob Wainwright. He used to captain Scotland." And I won't say what I said next because I don't remember.
I love that, though.
You said I'm going to do that one day.
Rob, what were you doing when you were in Pizza Express? You were probably not allowed to use cutlery, or you would be doing something ridiculous. I've got no doubt. No, we've lost his Wi-Fi and
moved. I cutlery, pizzas. I don't use cutlery for pizzas. I'm trying to find it. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we've got you. We're going to ignore you very soon.
Can you hear me?
Yes, shut up. Jamie, you've done an incredible job as Edinburgh captain. I love how engaged you are. I'm a little bit peeved because I'm pretty confident people have gone to Edinburgh purely because they get close to Jamie Ritchie. Have you enjoyed it?
Yeah, no, I've loved it. When I got asked to do it, I was not reluctant, but I was aware that I might not be able to commit as much to it as I maybe would have liked, because Doddy and stuff meant so much to me. I would want to do it as much kind of service and as much justice as I could, and I was kind of wondering if I was able to commit to that, but I decided that because it does mean so much to me that I would go for it. And yeah, it's been really good fun. Trying to just clock all my miles from training, to be honest. Don't tend to do much over and above that because we're always pretty knackered. But yeah, no, it's been great to kind of engage with everyone and try and get Edinburgh's numbers up and get all my mates involved and stuff. It's been brilliant.
No, you've been absolutely class. I know that you've loved it. Rob, we're going to show the leaderboard just to have a look at the impact that handsome Jamie's had, unfortunately. Let's have a look at this. There they are, North and Mids. It's not in order. But if we go members, North and Mids are definitely flying high. Jamie, you've got Edinburgh in the second place, which is no mean feat. That is pretty decent. South, unfortunately, we're in third, but I'm hoping we're still growing. And then close behind, there's a fair old scrap. We've got the Barbarians, Glasgow and Wales are over the 1,000 mark and working pretty hard. It's good to see such a spread of people, isn't it?
Can you hear me, Kenny? Am I back in?
Yeah, you're in, but yes. Not for long. So okay. If you want right. To stay, say it now.
Yes. I'm still trying to work out what happens with the leaderboard. I'm trying to work out why the South are at the top. Have you just changed the leaderboard?
It's all psychology.
So, I know. Well, Dodier thrives on a bit of competition, and to see Glasgow, Edinburgh, and the Barbarians. Sorry, Glasgow, the South, and the Barbarians are all, you know, they're within, you know, 20 of each other, aren't they? You know. That lead's going to change quite soon, and the fun we had last year when the South and the North and Midlands were playing ping pong at the top, it looks like that's happening between those three teams now, which is always wonderful.
Yeah, and Edinburgh, Jamie, you got to be pretty happy with those numbers.
Yeah, no, really happy. I think we'd be pushed for 4,000. We're not far off. That would be awesome. We're pretty close to raising some decent amount of money as well. So if we can keep pushing and keep getting people to sign up before the end of Dodie, that would be awesome. Yeah, there's still plenty of time to get 4,000. We'll maybe change North and Mids down yet.
Nice. Like it. Right, Rob, give us your last rallying call before we let you disappear into the call night.
Well, I say let's get Edinburgh beyond 4,000. Come on, the good folk of Edinburgh. And I know one of the reasons you've been losing people from the South is people, after they've done a couple of Dodiers, think, I want a new coloured snood. So I've got friends that signed up for Wales and different colours. So get a new coloured snood if you're from elsewhere or even from Edinburgh and get signed up for Edinburgh. And have a great time for the next 20 minutes. Thank you very much, Jamie. And Bruce, doing a great job as ever.
Cheers, Rob.
Cheers, Rob.
Thank you. Cheers, Em.
What a man. What a man. Jamie, it's been class having you involved. I know, and it's just typical of you, you weren't sure if you're going to be able to give it everything, because that's how you go about it. But you must have had some pretty decent feedback and met some nice people over the last little while.
Yeah, it's been good. I've not been able to get to as many of the kind of organised events as I would like, just with schedules and stuff like that. But it's been really great to see it kind of going on while I'm sitting in the background, all the kind of organised rides, the Zwift rides, stuff like that. It's been great to see the buy-in and all the people kind of joining in with that kind of stuff. It's such an amazing community and it's such a brilliant kind of cause that we're all striving towards. So yeah, no, I've loved it and it's been great to be a part of it.
Class. Now, I had the pleasure of speaking to you on Saturday and we spoke a little bit about Dodie Aid, and I learned something that I didn't know. Your first meeting with a big man.
Yeah, so it was actually the first kind of rugby club dinner I ever went to. Me and my pal John had played for Scotland under 16s, and our kind of home club was Madras Rugby Club in St Andrews, and so we got invited along to the club's annual dinner. And Dodie was the speaker. And because we'd kind of played for some representative rugby that year, we got invited up to meet Dodie, and he gave us a signed ball and had a bit of chat with us. So yeah, it was really cool. I still have the ball that he gave me. And it's a memory I look back on really fondly now, having kind of met him later on in my life and when I was playing for Scotland and stuff. And he was such a big part of the stuff that was going on in Murrayfield and match days, and obviously latterly.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
With his diagnosis being involved with the charity and us, like with them and Dee and Doddy's stuff meaning so much to us as a squad, that it's been fun to kind of look back on that first memory and being glad to have made a couple more.
Yeah, that must be quite a start to your after dinner kind of rugby dinner. Like, you could go to a rugby club and hear some punter talking, but to go to your first one and have Doddy Weir speaking, it must have been a fair old eye opener for a 16-year-old kid.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. I can't remember too much about it, but I remember being some pretty good gags in there, some good stories. Yeah, it was an awesome experience, and yeah, like I say, one that I'll cherish for a very long time.
And I stitched you up there when I said, "Do you remember Rob Wainwright playing?" Because I have to remember how young you are. I remember when I was coaching Watsonians, we went on a pre-season down to Leeds, and I'd known John Bentley, and I got John Bentley to give us a tour around the Leeds training facility. And some of the boys were so excited that they'd met John Bentley, and Rambo was on it fresh out of school. So Rambo must have been 18, 19. And as they're walking out, boys are so excited they'd met John Bentley. And I said to Rambo, "Have you got any idea who that was?" And he's like, "Nah, absolutely no clue." So I do have to remember that you're a bit of a pup. But then fast forward a few years, you obviously get to meet Doddy at Murrayfield and various rugby things. It's a village, but you were then part of probably one of the most iconic Doddy Weir moments.
Yeah, it was a really just a special day. Looking back on it now, a lot of the stuff that kind of happened wasn't planned. Originally, it was supposed to be me and Whitelock would go over and get the ball, and that was kind of it. But I think you kind of saw how the moment just kind of took care of itself in terms of what he deserved, with the whole stadium kind of on their feet clapping, players from both teams coming over to applaud him, and just that kind of moment. There was such a raw emotion in that time. And I remember writing to both Doddy and to Kathy after that, just telling them how much it meant to me that I was able to kind of share that with them, and how inspirational I find them, and still find Kathy and the boys and Doddy, even though he's not with us anymore. Like, yes, yeah, it's a memory that'll probably be my favorite rugby memory whenever I retire. That'll probably be the one that sticks with me, and it'll be the most important one, and alongside some others. But yeah, that'll definitely be up there.
Yeah, it was something else. And I remember you looking up, and there was so many little bits that you could see how much it meant to you. You said about it being important to you as a squad. Go and take me and the people watching and listening in. How did you talk about that? Did you lead that? Did Gregor lead that? Was it just an organic thing that you just had it over coffee, or was there a bit of a Doddy Weir speech moment?
No, I think it's probably quite an organic thing. I think the people who've all played for Scotland, there's a list up in Murrayfield of everyone Scotland, and you're part of something that's really special, and you care about the people who are part of that. And I think we'd all met Doddy, we all knew Doddy, what he was going through. But and I said this to you the other night, actually, the thing I found most inspiring about it was the fact that he got given this such a horrible diagnosis, this thing that was at the time incurable. There wasn't much treatment for it. And he knew that he didn't have loads of time left, and he chose to spend whatever amount of time that was out there fighting for other people who had it, rather than kind of, he could have taken himself away, he could have spent loads and loads of time with his family and things, but he chose, and his family chose, to go out there and fight. And I think that's the most inspirational thing, and that doesn't go unnoticed in an environment like the national team. And I think we drew so much inspiration from that, in that we're out there fighting for something bigger than ourselves, and that's what Dodi did, and that's what we kind of strive to do as a national team. We're out there playing for our country and for those who kind of had the jersey before us, and Dodi's one of those people.
I love it. I absolutely love it. Will you be watching the full contact Six Nations documentary that's going to be coming out? Is that going to be worth us watching?
Yeah, definitely. I think it's really cool. It's exciting that's upcoming, that's hopefully going to grow the game. Be interesting to see what they've done with it. I don't think I have too much reason more to watch it. But yeah, look, I'm really excited to see what happens off the back of it, and hopefully the game will garner a little bit more traction, more people can enjoy what we all know to be an amazing sport.
Were you aware of the cameras? Were you able to ignore them? Were you conscious that they were there? I mean, there's boys in that squad that would love it. There'd be others that hide, but you're front and center of what's going on, so there must have been a fair bit of the camera poking at you.
Yeah, I mean, you're obviously aware of it, and I think you have to be aware of it as well. Like, there was a times where, like, I'd be mic'd up during training and things, and like, you need to warn boys beforehand, because you never know what they're going to come out with. But yeah, you get used to it. Like, we're getting filmed a lot of time. In a way, like, training's always filmed, and so we can review it and things. And there's a lot of content that goes out there from the kind of social media channels of Scottish Rugby. So there's oftentimes there is a lot of cameras around. But I think the difference between the Netflix stuff was that you didn't know what it was going to look like, or it was all something a little bit different. But yeah, it was cool. Like, it was a different experience. The guys from Netflix were great. They looked after us all, and they were pretty happy. Like, if you maybe were involved in something, you didn't want them to film it, then they were really respectful of that and things. So like, they end up coming home with a few of us and stuff. Like, I'm sure you'll see some of that in the series with Finn and with Blair, I think. But yeah, they came home here and like spent a bit of time with us as a family and things. So yeah, it's really cool, and I'm sure you'll get to see some of those kind of storylines unfold in the series. I haven't seen any of the episodes yet. I've seen one clip of something, but yeah, it looks like it'll be really cool.
That could be a Channel 4 or Channel 5 documentary, 9 o'clock Thursday night, at home with Blair and Finn.
I'd watch that. Maybe pitch that to Channel 4.
That would be spectacular. And now, you need to sort of quell some rumours here with Rhys Zammit heading to the NFL. We're not going to have any big like blockbuster news coming out of Jamie Ritchie, are we? You've not been seduced to go and have a shot at that?
Okay, I'm awaiting a phone call. I don't think they'd have. Fair play to him. That's an awesome thing to go and try and do. Like, if he can crack it, all power to him. It would be an awesome experience, I'm sure. But I think they're looking for slightly higher tuned athletes than me. I don't think I've got one. To be honest, there's plenty of guys out there who can run much faster and are much stronger than I am. So I'll stick to rugby just now. I think that suits me a wee bit better.
There's no rucks for you to stick your head in.
Yeah. And also, like, you have to be really fast and be that fit. So it's the complete opposite of what I am. Like, I'm reasonably fit, but not fast at all. So they get like 10-minute breaks in between plays, or we can't unfortunately do that.
Like the Netflix documentary, I would imagine if Darcy has to speak, it will be subtitled. But can we let Darcy have a go at NFL? I would love to see some of those big lumps try and tackle him.
I know, but they also would like to keep him here. So, like, yeah, maybe wait until he's finished here.
Nah, we've got a lot of Darcy still to get. I would love that to be a Channel 5 documentary, At Home with Darcy. That would just be, that would be gold.
But I think it'd be really interesting to see how it goes. I think there's obviously a few guys who've gone and tried to do it. I think there's maybe one or two have made it a decent way in, but yeah, no, it's awesome for him. Like, if he cracks it, good on him.
Nah, good on him. I like it. I like that he's giving it a go. He's taking some pelters. Looking ahead to Six Nations, excited?
Yeah, really excited. I think a little bit longer than we'd usually have in between kind of international periods. So guys have had a little bit of time to reflect on the World Cup and kind of move on from obviously what was quite disappointing. But yeah, like the boys, we all met up today. So it was great to see everyone. Boys are buzzing and ready to go. So yeah, we're really looking forward to Wales in a couple of weeks' time.
And welcoming in the new boys, there's obviously some new names joining the squad.
Yeah, loads of new names. It was mostly just the home-based players who were in today. Obviously, the guys who are based elsewhere, it was just the afternoon, so they didn't come up. They all zoomed in for the meeting. It was good to see a few boys who we've not seen in a wee while. And yeah, looking forward to meeting up next week.
And little Harry getting in, you going to look after him?
Yeah, it's brilliant. I saw him actually just before, we were down in Stockbridge. My wife and I were grabbing a coffee, and I saw Harry just before we kind of left to go and meet up, and he looked a little bit nervous, but he was really excited. And I think, it'll be a great experience for him, like off the back of some really good performances for Edinburgh, to kind of get that exposure in camp and hopefully continue to improve. It'll be great for him.
He just got comfortable on Saturday eating some Haribo, and it was like, right, Harry, you're on. He was on after about 2.5 minutes, wasn't he?
Yeah, it's good. And like he's done really well this year. Like he's had a pretty tough first few years of professional rugby in terms of injury and things like that. And he's kind of bided his time really well. And he's been awesome this season when he's had the opportunity to play. So yeah, no, it's well deserved.
This is always the year that Scotland fans get excited, because it's France and England at home, and you always feel like, right, that's the good one, and then we'll take the other three away. So Grand Slam this year, Jamie?
We will do our best, but don't write us off. Look, we're really confident we're gonna learn from what happened in the summer, and yeah, we're looking forward. But it's first games first, and we'll move on after that one.
Well, apart from Murrayfield, what's the favourite ground to go and play at?
Oh, in Six Nations?
Yeah.
Oh, good question. I've actually never played a Six Nations game in Cardiff.
Really?
Yeah, funny stat that. So first Six Nations was at home, then the next year was COVID, so we didn't play it that year, and then we played it in the autumn at Llanelli.
That's right, yeah. That was when Scott Steele got on.
Yeah, and then it was home, obviously, and then the next year was the week after I did Miami, so I didn't play.
Oh, okay. So Cardiff still to be experienced.
Experienced during the Six Nations. Then I love going to Rome. It's such a cool city. And it's always like a really great trip. I love doing Rome, but I think Stade Francais probably, in terms of atmosphere, the last couple of years has been, it's been pretty cool. So I'd probably say that.
Did you enjoy being in France for the World Cup? I know you said disappointing in terms of results and all that kind of thing, but it seemed like I got to go for the Romania weekend. Unbelievable experience for me as a spectator, rugby fan. You know, every time you turned a corner, you bumped into somebody, and even if you didn't know them, you felt like you did. And I was there with my mate, big handsome Sean, that's backstage pushing the buttons and pulling the strings. It was an incredible thing. It looked like the atmosphere was good. It seemed like a nice experience. Was it good for you?
Yeah, look, we had a really good time. Obviously, results aside, it was a really great trip for us as a group, in terms of it's a long period of time to be away from your families and stuff, and there was no big fallouts or anything like that. So yeah, like it was really good, and the guys probably grew closer together. Like we're a really tight knit bunch of boys, and it was a good experience. Obviously, we would have preferred results to kind of gone our way, and we would like to have played better. But in terms of overall experience, really good. Some really great days. Families obviously came over for some of it and got to spend some really quality time together, which was good. And yeah, like I say, we'll be better for that experience, and we're ready to go in a couple of weeks' time.
awesome. The Six Nations is just an absolute jewel in the crown. Everybody loves it. It's most people's probably first experience international rugby. You get into it and there's so much going on. I can't wait to see this documentary. I'm really looking forward to it. It'll be class. And we get to go home with Jamie Ritchie. That's even cooler.
Well, I know he not made the cut, unfortunately.
Oh.
Yeah, you'll need to ask for the extended series.
Just the Jamie Ritchie edit.
Yeah. But I did kind of ask them about that. But...
For the family album.
I'm quite happy keeping my home life at home, to be honest.
Well, speaking of home life, I think we're going to have to let you go and contribute to bedtime. But before you go, thank you, firstly, for lots of things, for agreeing to be captain, for doing a great job, for being a leader, for coming on tonight and spending some time with us. As I said to you on Saturday after I got a chance to speak to you, I absolutely love it. It's always good value. But before you go, Jamie, go for it. And this could be a soundbite that we pump out all over social media. So go for it big. Let's recruit some more people. Let's get up to $4,000. The stage is yours, my friend.
Yeah. Look, let's whoever you decide to sign up for, we're all doing a really great thing. But do sign up for Edinburgh, because it would be great North and Mids down. Even though I am from the North and Mids, Edinburgh, Team Edinburgh is in my heart at the moment. This is where I am. This is where I live. And that's what the team I want to do well right now. So let's chase down North and Mids. Let's challenge them. Let's chase them down.
Nice. Jamie, you're an absolute gentleman. All the best for Six Nations. We are absolutely all behind you. We'll be there. You know what Scotland fans are like. They'll be in Rome. I'll be in Rome. There'll definitely be a Wales and Ireland, and we'll be cheering you on at home as well. So all the best, my friend. I hope it goes well. Look after yourself.
Cheers, Bruce. Thanks, everyone. Bye now.
Love it. An absolute star. I just so bloody good, isn't he? Handsome rugby player, leader, all those things, an inspiration. So well done, Team Edinburgh, for getting behind Captain Jamie. So Sean has been beavering away as he does, and he's put together an absolute cracker. So stay tuned, watch this, see if you can see yourself, screenshot as quick as you can so you can share with your pals that you were on Doddy Aid Live. Let's have a look at this week's montage. Oh no, I'm getting the big, no, it's not ready. No, it's not ready. It's not working. So let's keep it going. We've got Genius Next. Hello, we've got a few gremlins. Remember, it's the first one we've been back for. It's been a while, and there's a few gremlins, but we'll pump that montage out on social media so you can get a look at it. And Al Gibson, you are absolutely right. Come on the South. We need some more people in here. So you've seen it. We've had Rob Wainwright, we've had Jamie Ritchie, we've had our genius competitions back. So get those pictures coming in on all the social media channels, on your team's Facebook page, on Instagram. Share. And next week, you could be one of the winners of a genius pack. There's some beers in there and a t-shirt. Get involved. you're doing it for the goodness and to spread, but look at that. There might be a wee genius surprise in there for you as well. Jamie Ritchie, what a man. He's told you, get signed up, sign up others, get involved. We're doing this because we want to make an impact. Now, here's a speech I gave the other day. Please stay tuned because I'm not done. Yes, we're trying to find a cure, right? Yes, we are. Of course we are. That's the ultimate. The ultimate is we want to find a cure. But there's a whole load of people who are not going to get that cure, but they're living with MND. Okay, so the cure is further down the road for people who unfortunately probably haven't even been diagnosed with MND yet. But what we've got is a huge number of people who are living with MND. Those people, those individuals who have got MND, but their families too. So why are we fundraising? Yes, we want a cure. But do you know what else we want? We want to help those people who are living with it just now, who have lost some earnings, who need to modify their home, who need to record their voice, who need to do all the things that actually cost money. And if we can put that money to the foundation, then they're able to support. They're doing all kinds of great stuff that we don't even hear about. We hear about the clinical trials, but there are personal stories that we don't know because they're not for us. They're for the people that are living with it. So if we can put 20 quid for a snood and to sign up to an app, and that 20 quid goes towards helping a family that's less fortunate than mine or maybe yours, then we're doing a good thing. Of course, we want to find a cure, but we might not see that. I hope we do, but we might not see it. But what we will see are families who are living with it and their lives improving. So please, if you can, and I know times are tough and I know there's other things going on, okay, I get that. But if you can, 20 quid goes to Dodd-Aid, signs up, it spreads the message. I've been walking along the street and I've seen one guy stopped me in Edinburgh, went, nice snood, mate, and he had the South snood on. And when you see it, you smile and you share. And that's an incredible thing, because if we can fundraise, great. If we can raise awareness, great. If we can make a connection with people and we can bring a smile, that's the gold. That's the gold. And there's somebody that we all know and loved who was very good at that, Doddy Weir. And that's whose name we're doing this for. So go for it. Sign up to Dodd-Aid. Go for a walk. Put the bins out. Do some judo like Maureen. I couldn't care what you do. Please sign up and tell your pals. I love you all. Hopefully we'll be back soon. I know that it's taken us a while to get here, but we will be back. And in the meantime, look after each other. Keep logging the miles. Keep encouraging. Keep engaging on social media, because we love it and it's inspiring. And you never quite know who you're inspiring, but trust me, it's working. Love you all. Have a wonderful week. I hope you have a great weekend. There's lots to look forward to, and Dodd-Aid's a big part of that. See you soon.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.